Good morning. 94.9 The Palm on the air. Sloan Spencer with you on the morning dive. Got some wonderful friends joining us by phone today for an event we are so excited to see return to the Midlands. We're going to have them introduce themselves and tell you what's coming our way. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Mary Rowe. I'm the executive director of the Palmetto Trail, and we're excited to be able to tell everybody we actually are going to have a virtual race March 27th called True to the Brew out at our Peak to Palmaria Passage, and we're excited to have our runners and hikers come out and actually be able to experience the trail in real time.
This is very exciting, and you all have some special measures in place due to COVID as well.
What we've done is it's going to actually be a virtual race, which you could do anywhere, or you can sign up for the live option, which means you're going to show up on race day, which is Saturday, March 27th, for our 10K at the Peak to Prosperity Trail. And what we've done is we've put in COVID precautions. We'll have runners in masks before they take off on the trail. As soon as they get off the trail, they're back in a mask. Hand sanitizer. We were also setting up corrals for runners so not as many people will be out on the course at one time. So we're doing everything we can to keep everybody safe if they choose that live option, but we also have the virtual option.
Absolutely. So these have been measures that many events have chosen to put into place in the last couple of months to continue to be able to have safe in-person events, and many folks opt for those virtual events as well. We'll be back in a moment talking with our friends about what's going on with the trail and the event as well. Stick around. There's more music on the way at 94.9 The Palm. Good morning, y'all. Sloan Spencer with you on the morning dive on 94.9 The Palm. We're talking with our friends from the True to the Brew race. It is coming our way in March, but like many races, there's a virtual option and an in-person option. Explain to us how this works.
Yeah, so when you go into our registration site, you'll see there are two options, virtual or live. So what we're seeing is some people are still hesitant to come out to a live race, so we wanted to give them the option of going virtual. Last year, the race was completely virtual, and we had really great participation. So we do have runners this year signing up for virtual. We have more runners this year signing up for the live race, but either is available so we can meet everybody's needs.
And where can they go if they want to sign up for the virtual or the in-person race?
They need to go to Run Sign Up, which is a race registration or website. Or you can also go to our website for True to the Brew through the Palmetto Trail, through Palmetto Conservation Foundation.
Fantastic. So lots of ways to find out how you can sign yourself up for the virtual or the in-person race. And again, you can find it through the Palmetto Conservation Foundation, or you can just go through Run Sign Up, real easy portal to use. And if you've run any races locally, you've probably already used that site as well. Stick around. We have a lot more to talk about where these funds go and what they do. And lots more music on the way at 94.9 The Palm. Good morning, 94.9 The Palm on the air. I'm Sloan Spencer, and this is The Morning Dive. We're joined with our friends from the Palmetto Conservation Foundation talking a bit about the Palmetto Trail. Their upcoming event, the True to the Brew virtual or real life race, helps raise funds to support their mission. Tell us what y'all do.
We are the state organization that is building South Carolina's statewide trail. We have currently over 370 miles, and when we're done, we'll have well over 500 miles of trail. And you'll be able to walk across the state, which is simply an amazing opportunity to get out and enjoy nature and enjoy all of South Carolina. But what was interesting, Sloan, I think it was about a year ago that we spoke, and then unfortunately COVID came along. Our trails have seen just a tremendous amount of usage, and the trail that our True to the Brew will be running on, the Peak to Prosperity Passage, is one of our most popular passages. We just saw so much usage, and we were so pleased so many people could come out safely. It's a wide trail. It's an easy trail, so it's really accessible for all abilities. And getting in prep for this great race, we've been putting down a nice natural surface to sort of cover the large rocks, because this is a rail trail. So people are being able to mountain bike it, they're able to run it, and they're able to hike it with all forms of ability. So it's a pretty spectacular, in our opinion, great trail just outside of Columbia, South Carolina.
Absolutely beautiful, beautiful if you've not been there yet. But I think most of y'all have, because every time I've been out there during the pandemic, it's been pretty, not crowded, but well attended is the phrase I would use. So how does the event support what you all do?
Thank you for asking me that question. Last year, we had a virtual run, and we were successful in raising some nice funds from that virtual event. Shortly after it, as you know, this is a rail conversion, and so we have a number of trestles on this trail. One of the trestles underneath began to give, and if it gave, that would have been a domino effect. We would have lost a significant trestle bridge. So directly, the funding that came from True to the Brew went to rework a stream away from where it had begun to erode the soil and then compromise the trestle structure. And so we were able to divert that, rebuild around that structure, and really save a significant trestle bridge. If it had collapsed, it would have been in the hundreds of thousands of dollars to repair. And some of the funding, you know, goes to smaller projects when we lose a board or something. But last year's money went directly to that particular trestle to save it.
Amazing. And so, again, folks can still sign up to participate virtually or in real life for this True to the Brew race. And where can we send them to also find some information out about the Palmetto Conservation Foundation?
Our website, which is www.palmettoconservation.org. On there, you'll find out about the trail. We have trail maps. We now have the ability for users to download an app called Avenza. So while you're out there, you don't need Wi-Fi or internet. You can have your map and you'll know exactly where you are. And then we have a monthly newsletter. So certainly sign up to receive that and you'll get all our information.
Very cool. And as a trail user regularly, Avenza is great, y'all. Very user-friendly. You do not have to be super technical. Talking about me, I've used it. It's great. Stick around. We have lots more to talk about with our friends from the Palmetto Conservation Foundation and the upcoming True to the Brew race. Stick around for more music on 94.9 The Palm. 94.9 The Palm. Sloan Spencer with you on The Morning Dive. Thanks so much for hanging out with us this morning. We're talking by phone with our friends from the Palmetto Conservation Foundation in their upcoming fantastic Palmetto Trails supportive event called True to the Brew. Now, True to the Brew is a very popular virtual and in-person race, and we want to be sure folks can still get registered for it. Tell us what's left and how they need to do that.
Yes. In order to keep the trail safe and the run safe, we do have a cap on registration, which we have met every year. This year's cap is 300. So we have less than 100 slots open right now, and those probably will go quickly. Again, we are going to run corrals to keep everybody separated, even with that size of crowd. But my advice would be to hurry if you want to get registered.
Absolutely. So make sure that you are heading over to run, sign up, and going for True to the Brew. You can find it real easily, or you can go through the Palmetto Conservation Foundation's website, which is palmettoconservation.org, and find those links. So get us a little more excited about what's going to be happening that day. You've said before that there are some COVID protocols, including those corrals in place, and what else?
And at the finish line, we will have some awards that we will give out. It will be very brief because we are trying to keep everybody moving. And we have a sponsorship from Crash and Draft. And in your race packet, because we cannot have refreshments at the finish line, they are offering a voucher to all of our runners. So they can use it anytime they'd like at the shores.
And we'll have some live music. We'll try to, you know, have some normality that people are accustomed to races also. So even though they'll kind of finish and have to be shuttled back to the start, they'll have some music playing and, you know, the staff of the Palmetto Trail will be cheering them on at the finish line.
Oh, that is really exciting. I know that most of my runner friends are so excited just to have an event, even if they have to immediately head to their cars, they're happy to have been able to be there. So don't worry if you can't participate or are not ready to participate in an in-person event. That virtual event is available as well. Thanks again to our friends from the Palmetto Conservation Foundation and the upcoming True to the Brew race. Virtual and in-person COVID-safe options available to you. Go ahead and sign up ASAP. Less than 100 spots remain. Thank you.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Stick around, y'all. Lots more music on the way at 94.9 The Palm.